Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources and Central Bureau of Statistics signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the synergy of duties and functions in the fields of energy, mineral resources, and statistics in Jakarta on Tuesday. Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Amalia Adininger Widyasanti, stated, "This collaboration marks a strategic step in improving the accuracy of national energy data. It also includes strengthening the data foundation for more targeted and evidence-based energy subsidy distribution policies." Indonesia's Ministry of Public Works, Ministry of Religious Affairs, and Ministry of Home Affairs signed a Memorandum of Understanding to improve Islamic boarding school or pesantren infrastructure. They signed the MOU at the Office of the Coordinating Ministry for Community Empowerment in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister of Public Works, Dodi Hanggodo, said, "The cooperation will strengthen the role of local governments as one of the parties responsible for the construction and maintenance of Islamic boarding school buildings." And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bila kekasih di purnama aku dan dirimu tak lagi bersama. Di malam yang dingin penuh bintang-bintang, ku lihat potretmu dengan lain orang. Kau dengan bangga beritahukan dunia, kini kau miliknya. Salamku untuk kekasihmu yang baru.
Gonna play a song by Sheila on 7. Sheila on 7, a music group from Yogyakarta, currently consists of Duta as vocalist, Oros as guitar, and Adam as a bassist. They debut with a self-titled album, Sheila on 7.
The album seems to revive the era of youth music groups for high school students in Indonesia at the time. The album Solo on 7 was released in 1999 with the song Dan or N as the main single. Even though the song Dan has a simple composition, the songs managed to set a new record by becoming the number one song on the MTV Ampuh chart for 40 weeks. In addition, the song also managed to become Song of the Year for 2 years in a row. Until now, there has been no Indonesian songs that has managed to match the record for the song created by Eros. The song Dance or N is about someone who lets go of their lover for one goal so that their lover can be happy and sign again. Listener, this is Sheila on 7 with the song Dan or N. Happy listening.
Kembali seperti sedia kala di mana kau bisa bercanda dan perlahan kau pun lupakan aku. Mimpi burukmu di mana telah ku tancapkan duri tajam, kau pun menangis sedih, maafkan aku. Dan bukan maksudku, bukan inginku melukaimu. Sadarkah kau di sini ku pun terluka melupakanmu. Maafkan aku, lupakanlah saja diriku. Bila itu bisa membuatmu kembali bersinar dan berpijar seperti dulu kala, caci maki saja diriku. Bila itu bisa membuatmu kembali bersinar dan berpijar seperti diriku. Bila itu bisa membuatmu kembali bersinar
word of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika K.O. Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also largely green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and wide ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross river and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. The town and also highways can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Too far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit this beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowo Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Bye. It's a remix. Yeah. I'm in. My baby girl. Yeah. Let's sing now.
Di dalam pesta ada pita-pita, musik yang keras juga derai cendal. Di dalam pesta ada gelak tawa, rasa malam semakin ceria.
Di dalam pesta buanglah duka, rupiahkan saja angan-angan lepas. Di dalam pesta mari berdansa, ambil langkah ikuti irama. Gerakan kakimu ke kiri ke kanan, lantakan ke depan dan bertukar putaran.
Sepanjang malam terus
dansa,
sepanjang malam terus
pesta.
Ayo
gerakan kakimu ke kiri ke kanan, lantakan ke depan dan bertukar putaran.
Sepanjang malam terus
dansa,
sepanjang malam sampai
pagi menjelang.
Di dalam pesta ada pita-pita, musik yang keras juga derai cendal. Di dalam pesta ada gelak tawa, rasa malam semakin ceria.
Di dalam pesta buanglah duka, biarkan saja angan-angan lepas. Di dalam pesta mari berdansa, ambilkan ikuti irama. Gerakan kakimu ke kiri dan ke kanan, langkahkan ke depan dan bentuklah putaran.
Sepanjang malam terus
dansa,
sepanjang malam terus
pesta.
Ayo
gerakan kakimu ke kiri dan ke kanan, langkahkan ke depan dan bentuklah putaran.
Sepanjang malam terus
dansa,
sepanjang malam sampai
pagi menjelang.
And dance all night. I just want everybody. So don't try to fight the night. Get it done. Don't ever stop.
Show you it.
Ain't no tomorrow.
Gerakan kakimu ke kiri dan ke kanan, langkahkan ke depan, bentuklah putaran.
Sepanjang malam terus
dansa,
sepanjang malam terus
pesta.
Ayo
gerakan kakimu ke kiri dan ke kanan, langkahkan ke depan, bentuklah putaran.
Sepanjang malam terus
dansa,
sepanjang malam terus
pesta.
Ayo
gerakan kakimu ke kiri dan ke kanan, langkahkan ke depan dan bentuklah putaran. Gerakan kakimu ke kiri dan ke kanan, langkahkan ke depan dan bentuklah putaran. Oh terasa malam semakin ceria.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voynews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hidupmu kerja terus. Semua begitu serius. Tak terurus. Badanmu dipaksa terus. Rasa paling tahu mana yang baik untuk dirimu, mana yang perlu dan yang tak perlu. Kita hanya sementara, dan kita ada ujungnya. Jangan sampai hilang makna, karena kita sementara. Auto terurus, badanmu dipaksa terus.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kalau dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji.
Abdi ya, dalam do not call it salary. It's just paring dalam. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cows. Long time ago, 500 rupiah was enough for milk cows for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiah per person. Now it's 500 rupiah per day.
When dressing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Japanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understand custom and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name Sultan Harjo Prawoko. I get Kalenggahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Prawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can spread Japanese culture, which is valuable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi Dalam itu adi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan
Abdi Dalam, Abdi Budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is Abdi Dalam that make the rule, not Sri Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that Abdi Dalam won. That's how Abdi Dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become Abdi Dalam for 22 years. To become Abdi Dalam, they need to register and get reference from another Abdi Dalam.
Saya di wisuda Jajar itu.
I became Jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Keraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration. But somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam. Yet, you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
Seperti saya katakan tadi, dari Jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun
like
sekali
you,
itu
Jajar first for 4 years. Now once in 5 years becoming Bekal Nom or Bekal Muda. After 5 years it becomes Bekal Tua or Bekal Sepuh, Lurah or Sub-District Head, Wedono, Rio, Region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's vice district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes Jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is Punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
nothing is enough, not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said, "Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth."
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich or sugih jiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian,
So what is called culture is not all about art, wayang or shadow puppet and ketoprak or Japanese history-based play, but also philosophy culture that causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di Kraton itu,
when Kraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam. Not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into Kraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on the land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Sman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Jogja. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parangtritis Street, kilometer 9.7, close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, Public Relations Officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur gitu. Bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not mates, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals. Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from South East Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Salib. It is typical of Tolaki, South East Sulawesi's largest ethnic group,
who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy!
Lua le